Hi, I'm Ari, and this is Gemba Talks. At Fortiv, we go to Gemba. We search for facts and solutions in the only place that they naturally reveal themselves, the place where the work is done. Today, I'm sitting with Srinath Sriram, site leader at the Beaverton Qualitrol facility. Srinath, thanks for sitting with me today and talking to me about FBS in general and your journey as becoming an FBS champion. So you did a little intro to me before we got started, but why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Well, thank you. It's a fantastic opportunity to talk about FBS. I'll take every opportunity I get, right? So I'm Srinath. I'm the site leader here at Serveron. My primary functions are I'm the operations leader on site here. So I'm responsible for delighting our customers and ensuring that we meet our customer commitments as well as our revenue forecasts for the month and the quarter. That's on the operations side. And at the site level, I also help coordinate across functions and functional leaders, getting people together and ensuring that we stay aligned to the overall company's goals and objectives. And recently, I've also picked up a program manager role hat on the new product development side.
That's great. So in the many roles that it sounds like you have, how does the Fortiv business system help you in accomplishing your day-to-day tasks?
FBS, or Fortiv Business Systems, is who we are and how we do what we do, right? So the phrase I like to use is FBS is essentially a utility belt, just like Batman has his utility belt, FBS champions, and FBS leaders, Fortiv leaders, have their utility belt filled with various different FBS tools that you can use for solving the problem at hand. So if you have a standard work problem, then you have a tool that applies for that. If you have a PFMEA problem, then...
What does that stand for?
Process failure modes and effects analysis. So if you want to analyze potential failure modes that you could have in the field for your product, then you can use that tool. You have a variation reduction problem, then you have a variation reduction Kaizen tool, and so on and so forth. And you have visual management that is really all-encompassing across all functions and departments. So you have all these fantastic different functions and tools that you can draw upon to solve the problem at hand. And so you really go there when you have a problem that you need to solve.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been with the organization?
I've been with Qualitrol for 6 years now.
Great. And so was your realization that FBS is really a toolkit, essentially, was that at the beginning, or was it a journey for you in kind of coming to this conclusion that it is how you're able to accomplish so much?
It's a journey. It's definitely a journey. My background is I had a master's in industrial engineering and focused on lean and the Toyota production system. So I was familiar with the Toyota production systems before I joined. But the application or the beauty of FBS is it is not restricted to production systems alone. And that was a journey for me to realize. I was like, how does a tool such as standard work apply in an office setting, right? And then you have transactional process improvement Kaizens, and you have all these fantastic growth and product development tools and a whole bunch of other tools that I was not even familiar with, right? So every time I had a problem that we could not solve or approach with a set of existing tools, then I went back and looked at FBS tools, which are ever evolving and ever growing, and there's always something that fits your need, or you make it adapt, you can adapt it to fit your needs as well.
So before we dive into your journey in becoming an FBS champion, what is an FBS champion?
What is an FBS champion, or who is an FBS champion? Or either way, right?
Both, yeah.
Both. So an FBS champion is a leader within the company who has been trained in the tool, can lead a team, a Kaizen team in the tool, and can facilitate Kaizens in the tool as well. So FBS champion is essentially a resource that the company can draw upon when they put a Kaizen together and when they need someone to facilitate or lead that event.
And when you say that tool, is it any FBS tool or a specific one?
There are a bunch of different FBS tools that you have FBS champions for, such as standard work and variation reduction and problem solving process and process failure modes and effects analysis and so on and so forth. So there are a variety of tools that you have a list of FBS champions to draw upon.
Gotcha. And so how does the use of FBS and having FBS champions affect the business?
The FBS program, firstly, creates a pool of highly talented and trained experts that we can draw upon when we need to implement FBS tools and systems effectively in the company and at any point of time. So they are internal experts that are available in the company that are ready to be drawn upon, right? Secondly, it's fantastic for growth and development and career discussions that you can have with your associates. And it's very engaging. It creates a fantastic environment to have that discussion in, asking people about what FBS tools they want to grow, they want to learn, and making all these training and events available for them to join and learn from is good for the career growth and development for people. And lastly, and most importantly, we have over 50 planned Kaizen events in Qualitrol this year, right? And there is no way that an OPCO the size of Qualitrol can conduct so many Kaizens at that effective rate without having internal FBS champions. So FBS is who we are and how we do things, and FBS champions are how we go about implementing these FBS tools across the company, right? And if you look, if you took the FBS Kaizens list and mapped it out to the top priorities of the company, you would see an exact match, right? Which means we are solving the problems that are most important for the company using FBS tools through our FBS champions. And that's how impactful FBS and FBS champions are for Qualitrol as well as Fortive overall.
What was your journey to becoming an FBS champion? Like, why did you want to become a champion? How has that brought value to your role and the company?
I joined the company as a process engineer. So standard work was the go-to tool to solve problems at a larger scale. In the first year at Qualitrol, I participated in 16 Kaizens, 16 one-week long Kaizens in various different cells, production cells, but it wasn't restricted to production cells. It was cross-functional. I participated in Kaizens in engineering, as well as in applications engineering and transactional processes and so on and so forth. And it became obvious to me very quickly that if you want to become a leader in Fortive, then becoming an FBS champion is the right first step. And it also is a fantastic way to hone in and tune your leadership skills. It's a safe place to try to become a leader and to test what that feels like. And with appropriate guidance, which I had plenty of, it was fairly easy to go down that path from where I started.
So you wanted to become an FBS champion to develop your leadership skills, it sounds like. Or was there another like simultaneous driving force?
Yes, the other simultaneous driving force apart from leadership is becoming an expert in that particular tool. Because you may get comfortable within your own area using that tool for your specific application. But how does a tool like Standard Work apply in different applications? What if the lead times and the process times are days instead of minutes or seconds that you're traditionally used to applying it in? How do you apply Standard Work in a non-factory setting for transactional processes? And how do you apply problem solving in cross-functional departments that are remote, right, for remote teams, and so on and so forth? It is the curiosity that was the driver, as well as wanting to become an expert in using that tool in various different settings, not just my own.
So can you give me an example in one of those situations that you just described, whether it's a cross-functional remote team that you helped to implement Standard Work or otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the third hat that I'm wearing as a program manager, it is a completely different world than production, right? It's managing a new product development where you have a team of 13 engineers and two of them remote in a different country in a completely different time zone. And it's how do you figure out a way to use visual management remotely? right? So you have visual, virtual project management tools that are available in the FPS toolkit. So exploring that, understanding how that works. And pretty quickly, I was able to benchmark tools that are existing, as well as visiting a different opco that has already implemented this and is really good at it, like Tektronix. They have done this before, right? So there was no need to reinvent the wheel. And coming from an FPS background and knowing how these things apply, and knowing that there is a tool and a resource that I can benchmark upon, reaching out to the FPS office that I was very comfortable doing, I believe I was very quickly able to adapt and use those FPS tools for this brand new problem that I had no clue how to solve in a different setting, right? We have effective visual management now, we have effective daily management, and we have tools for the master schedule and so on and so forth that didn't exist before, all drawn upon based on FPS benchmarking ideas from other operating companies.
So how has becoming a champion impacted your work? Like the transition of just attending so many Kaizens and being a participant and knowing standard work backwards and forwards to actually becoming the champion for your organization here on the ground. How is that, like, did you notice a difference or anything?
The difference is immediate and impactful while you're becoming a champion, because you're leading and facilitating standard work events when I did become a standard work champion. And you see the immediate impact in that week of the Kaizen. Those are very tangible, qualitative, quantifiable impacts that you can see during the Kaizen itself. But there are other impacts that are more subtle that talks to the culture, right? You're creating a common language that enables efficient communication within the organization, within your teams. And it also enables a culture of problem solving. Right. So if I'm sitting down with my team and we're talking about a specific problem, and if I ask them to restate the problem statement, they know exactly what I mean. And we don't have to go through the entire, training session of how to state a problem statement using the PSP process, problem solving process. Right. So it creates a culture over a period of time. It creates a common language that in turn creates a culture that enables problem solving at a higher level. So you don't have to go through the smaller steps, right? You can ask questions like, is there visual management in place? When was the last time standard work was updated? Has anyone looked into whether the standard work is working or not? Did you go to Gemba? You don't need to ask what does Gemba mean, which you need to all the time. But when I ask, did you go to Gemba? People know exactly what we mean by that. So over a period of time, you create that culture which enables a different level of communication.
That's great. So why should other people want to become champions, either maybe here at Qualitrol or in other organizations? What's the benefit personally, like development-wise?
It is the single most effective way to grow your career at Fortive, right? And I'm saying this having grown my career step by step over the past 6 years, right? I don't have decades of experience, but I don't need to have decades of experience to see that and experience that. I got my first champion status in standard work back in 2014, and now I'm working on becoming a champion in problem solving process as well. And if I go out there and say that I'm a champion in problem solving as well as in standard work, anyone, leadership across Fortive, knows exactly what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of. And they know what I can lead, right? And if I state that I have facilitated in Shin events, Shingajutsu events, Kaizen events in other operating companies other than my own, and applied these tools to solve a variety of different problems, not just in my company, but other companies and other sites as well, then it very clearly communicates the leadership capacity and capability of that individual, and as well as develops your own confidence in that particular tool that you're learning and developing. And So this is all from a personal development standpoint, right? It's that fantastic. And I mean, make it sound all rah-rah and awesome, right? There's a lot of hard work that goes behind it, but the impact is real. And on the other side of it, you are creating a network for yourself, and you see and get to hear and talk and learn from other FPS champions across different companies. And across Fortive, you're part of this pool of individuals who can be called upon to solve a problem at any OpCo, at any site, not just your own OpCo. It creates that level of visibility as well, and fantastic networking opportunities, not to mention what it means for your personal confidence and career growth.
Those are all major benefits, not only as an individual growing your career at Fortive, but just in general. All of those things you just said, I think, are really tangible things people can think about and kind of take into their experiences going forward. That's awesome. So how can somebody learn more about this?
Two simple ways. One is go see your local FPS leader, if you have one on site, or you can go online to Inside Fortive and look up FPS champions under the Fortive Business Systems tab. You'll find a variety of tools on how to apply, how to go about it, and so on and so forth. And the third and really unsaid part of this is include that in your development discussions with your manager. Your manager should be and hopefully is already having discussions with you about how you can grow and develop and develop your knowledge of Fortive Business Systems. And if your manager does not initiate it, you should. And absolutely include that in every development discussion that you have.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sitting and talking with me today about your FBS journey and becoming an FBS champion and how to kind of spread that with the entire organization. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.